That's good.
Very good. Doing great, man. Doing great.
Check one, check two, Poppy. How you doing?
Red for you.
That's good, man. I'm really fucking good. It's great to see you, man.
It has been a long time since.
Tell the people where you're coming from.
Okay, so I'm originally from here, from Colombia. I'm actually 17. A lot of things have happened in life. You know, this little bald guy has pushed me
around. Is that Owen? That's awesome, bro. That's so great. No, man, listen, I wanted to get you on the podcast today because you sent me an awesome screenshot. And, you know, so just to kind of fill the people in, like, I don't know, dude. You, like, you know, you came across my Instagram as many of my podcast guests do. And I don't know, we just eventually kind of started working together just kind of on a month-to-month basis. So you were like, dude, I'm 16. None of these like you know, Owen and all of them, none of these like big ass coaches will like teach me business. I'm 16. I was like, well, dude, I'll fucking teach you business for fucking, you know, a few hundred bucks a month. Yeah, you know, I was like, dude, if you actually do what I say, like, I'll fucking tell you what to do, man. And I knew you were the type to execute. I could tell you were. I could tell you're a very serious young man for your age. Very, very serious guy. And, you know, nothing happens overnight. We started plugging away. You execute on the stuff. And then, you know, you sent me a screenshot today and you were like, you closed like some $2,000 deal or something. Like, well, I wanted to hear about that. And I thought it was such a cool win. And I just wanted to share it with everybody. So I wanted to hear about it from you.
Okay, so about like maybe four to 3 months, I started working for a marketing guy for his sales team. Okay, so I started first like the person that qualifies people, because you know, a lot of the people that get to us, they're not that qualified. Maybe they want free things and consultation, all of those things. So first I started like that. Yeah. Then as I was working a lot. I have been working the past three. So I started working with that. I have been working a lot this past 3 months, but yeah. A lot. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, I had a week that I worked 80 hours plus.
I actually 80 hours. I believe it, man. I believe it's crazy. So what is? So what did you close the $2,000 for?
So basically, we offer marketing consultancy, okay? And we do the funnels for some businesses. So what I closed was actually a coach from the US. She lives in Detroit. And she was needing a funnel, because she had the marketing, she had the sales, but she wanted to like, make that process a lot easier.
Yeah.
So we got in on the call. We started looking at the problems that she had at that moment, you know, the objectives, the things that were limiting her. Mm-hmm. Then we look up, I saw that we could help her. Mm-hmm. We look for the solution. Because she didn't have time. Like she's a health coach for independent woman. high achiever.
Say
woman.
No more.
Uh-huh.
Say no more. Go ahead.
So with that, she didn't have any time. Yeah. And she has family. So that was a big pain point for her, because she loves her business.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. She loves family. She's got no time.
A lot of work. So she's starting to automate that process.
That's excellent, man. That's absolutely excellent, dog. That is, And extremely powerful skill you're building there. I mean, bro, you said a couple of things I want to touch on there. Number one, like the pain point, you know, that's a key thing in SAC, because that's how you help somebody. Like, you help them with whatever they're suffering from. You know, like, that's that. And then you also said something that, you know, one of my favorite mentors talked about, which he said, he goes, you could literally just build an entire business around saving people time. Like, that's what most businesses in some way, shape, or form do. And it's, you know, it time is the one thing we can't get back, you know? So it is worth figuring out how to, you know, own your time and own your life and just be in control of what you're doing as much as possible. But I just thought that was so cool, you know, being the age that you are, man. I mean, you were able to, you know, like, you know, show somebody that was already in business and obviously making some kind of money, that, you know, you were able to take over, you know, and be responsible enough to handle her marketing efforts and things and help her with her funnel and, you know, and build her, you know, revenue even beyond that. And, you know, it's such a powerful, I really don't think people understand like what it is that you actually are developing, being able to do, because what you're doing, man, for example, later on, you get really good at what you're doing and you feel like, you know, real confident about your skills, mm-hmm. you know, you can go up to people that are making a few million dollars a year and just say, hey, look, you know, you don't even have to pay me anything up front. We're going to build everything. We're going to do it all for you. And so, you know, I think of like, you know, you just run, if you run the ad, you just run the ads or something. And like literally, like we just literally fucking get the money that they make, that you make them, right? And they like, you only keep 20%, but you get to leverage their brand, obviously, right? Like you would be making a shit ass load of sales, like if you were to go work for it with somebody, you know? And so you'd make 20% of a lot bigger of a number of sales that you would never otherwise make. And you can, like, you know, what you're doing is highly, highly outsourceable. It's a very commonly needed skill that, you know, many, 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 many people all over the world are developing. I mean, you know, there's like, you know, video editing, audio editing, ad making, you know, copywriting, et cetera. Like, it is the name of the game. It is what marketing is. And, you know, having a like somebody with, you know, the focus that you have, and then, you know, you being the leader of a team and, you know, showing your people how you operate. And so now you can take on more work and literally, you know, you're giving somebody else an opportunity to grow. You know, you're giving them enough, you know, they don't know how to go get clients. They're not gonna go get biz. They can't do that, but they can maybe they can write copywriting. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of your clients needs ads written, you know what I'm saying? And so you have them, you're like, hey, you know, maybe you can't do everything, but write these ads. And then they just come to you and show them to you. And you just tell them if they're garbage or not, and if they need to redo it or not. And then eventually you get there and you got ads, you know, now you got ads that you didn't have to do, but somebody else got to learn and have an opportunity to grow, right? And do that sort of thing. So, you know, and then eventually you just get to a place to where, you know, you can say, you know, hey, you know, I've done this, this, and this, right? Because you got reviews, right? From your, you know, your new client, right? As soon as they're happy, right? You get that review, say, hey, you know, look what I did, right? They say, hey, you know, look what he did for me. I'm very happy with it. It's excellent. You know, I'm very happy with him. Blah, blah, blah. However they want to say it. You know, so by the time, you know, you got that brand power behind you, you can just send somebody to your website of like good reviews, you know, and, you know, be kind of the front man of the whole thing. You can start taking on projects, and once you've trained your people and, you know, you design a little compensation, and you essentially partner with them, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very beneficial thing for everybody involved. Like it's awesome, right? And it's an awesome, that, you know, it's just like, that's where this goes, you know, that's where this goes for you. And, you know, you're on day one, minute one, you're doing 17, which I still think is so awesome. I just think it's so cool to see you so much farther. Like, I don't think you even know like how insane it is that you're doing what you're doing, because you have so much, you have like an extra, like, dude, compared to the average, you are starting like 20 years ahead of like when most people start. Most people don't start shit until they're like 30, 35, 4, like they just completely miss the boat, okay? I got on the boat. I started working on stuff when I was about your, when I was your age. I knew it would be important for me to invest. I knew that the compound effect was important, or I was, or somewhere, maybe, you know, maybe I'd turned 18, but you know, it's, I don't, you know, it's like, cause here's what it is, man, is it, when you miss that kind of, you miss those initial years, right? Like from from 17 to 30, dude, that's 13 years of the compound effect. So, and here's the thing. If you're just starting by the time you're 30, obviously you're gonna have less money, but you have so much more going for you already. Like, it's just, I don't have the math in front of me right here, right now, but here's the point. Here's what I'm trying to say. This is what you should all know. It's a very important fact, is if you have $100,000, okay, let's say you get your first $100,000 by the time you're 23, the latest, okay? The latest, bro, with what you're doing, dog, you don't even know. You don't even know, bro, but by the latest, you get your first 100,000 by 23, okay? If you have $100,000 and you can make 30% a year on it, which is high, it's higher, it's on the higher end of things. It's not 10%, you know, but it's not 100%. We're not trying to, you know, it's not insane. It's not undoable. There's plenty of investment vehicles out there / business models that'll consistently give you 30% on your money, okay? So if you could just work out a system of money, okay, that gives you 30% over the year, okay, and you reinvest it all year in, year out, over the course of 30 years, you will have $1 billion. Like a billion with a B. Like $1 billion, dog. Like a billion, like 999 million billion. Like, yeah. That, you know? So you'd be 53. Bro, you have your life left, okay, right? So think like that. Like, really think like that. It's super, bro, it's so important to start super early in life. And, like, bro, like, the difference between starting between when you're 25 and 20 is huge. Think, bro, you have a five-year head start. Bro, think about dudes that are like, just getting out of college. Oh, I got my degree, and you know, they walk out into the real world of business and entrepreneurship and working in a real environment and just get kicked in the throat, right? I mean, it's like walking out into traffic compared to an academic environment. Meanwhile, you've been in the trenches for 5 years. You're a smart veteran already compared to them, bro. They're fucking zoo animals compared to you. So you're already gonna have so many skills ahead of you. You're gonna have, you know, so you should have a lump sum of cash, bro, and of just a fuck, man, just such an advantage over anybody. Because I mean, what, like, are you? Otherwise, what are you gonna never do it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, are you just gonna never start and just stay in this perpetual, like, you know, I guess work nine. And some people should work 9 to 5s. That's fine. It is okay. Like, it's not for entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Okay, but like, if it is for you, right? The sooner you start, the better, right? Like, bro. I mean, like, let's get this straight. Like, plenty of people would legitimately be more happy in a 9 to 5 than they would being like, oh my God, I have to deal with my marketing, my accounting, my, you know, lawyer stuff, making sure I don't say anything I'm not supposed to say. Now I got to actually service the clients and deliver what I sell. and make sure that's awesome. And then I actually have to be good at the thing that I'm doing. And then I have, like, it just goes on and on and on and on. Like, that's just five things, like, just off the top of my head. Like, that's, like, that might even not even be half of all of the stuff that, like, you have to consider in business. And then much less actually do, right?
So, you know, coming back to the thing that you said, that starting early, and like you said, that I'm ahead of the people of my age. Well, you know, so sometimes, and this is for everyone, like for everyone that is starting, because when you start, you maybe don't think that you're good enough. You don't got everything that you need to do, but you just gotta push through. Okay? This thing always is telling me, no, no, blah, blah, blah. Or you did amazing, you're the best. And then a couple of minutes later, no, 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 you need to do this and this and thing, and you're not doing this and this way. So it's not perfect. So come on, just keep going.
That's what it is. Like, that's it. That's entrepreneurship, is don't quit. Don't listen to other people that don't have the life that you don't have, that you want to live. And then you said some other third thing. It was really good. It was like, don't quit. And then, like, just don't get discouraged. I don't know, dog, but you got it, man. And I'm not worried about it, dude. Like, you are on the right path. You just keep going the direction you're going. You're going to be fine. And then it's just kind of a matter of, like, not getting distracted by, right? Like, because what will happen is this is a very interesting dopamine cycle that entrepreneurs get trapped into. As they get successful, things get too easy and they just kind of just get too good, and they just kind of lose their respect for the game, and they just kind of stop trying as hard, and while things are doing really well, they just go do some insane shit. Like, don't ask me how I know this, okay? I know, I have a friend. It's not me, I swear, okay? But just, like, watch yourself, because your brain will tell you it's just totally fine to go do some just, like, you know, stuff you might not normally do because you're doing so well. And it is a thing that will drain you. It is not good, and you should not really, like, reward yourself for, like, every little win. Like, you should basically just be expecting to win. And, you know, it's like, literally one of my mentors said the other day, he was like, yeah, I'll take my next 10 minute break after when I make my next $10 million. Like, he, like, and the joke is like, well, he hasn't taken a break since he made the last $10 million. So when he makes the next $10 million, and, well, he thinks he earned a 10 minute break. And yeah, it's probably not a literal thing to, you know, maybe live by, but think about it. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a very interesting way of seeing things, right?
Yeah. You know, so for the past 3 months, I have been working nonstop. And actually, this Sunday, I took Sunday off. I went, like, to a place with my family, my cousins, and I was just focused on me, on enjoying the day. Like, actually, that is some big conflicts, because when you are working a lot and then you get to that space where you can really relax, let your body, like, heal, reset itself, you can actually enjoy it more if you actually disconnect from the things that you're working on. I like Sunday, I enjoyed the time I was with my sister, with my parents, with my cousins.
Well, playing. Good for you, man. Stress hasn't completely consumed your life. That's good for you.
You know,
give it a few years, man. I'm just kidding, man. I mean, that's excellent. You know, that's ideal. I mean, bro, like, I remember being like that when I was seven. Like, I remember, like, things being terrible and, like, just be like having a great old time. Like, I was like, you know, and that's awesome, bro. And, like, again, I'm just gonna say it again, bro, because I knew it when I was your age, and I really enjoyed being young, and I still do. I mean, I'm 26, you know, like, I really enjoy being 26, and I really enjoy being 17. I was like,
yo, to be like working on the things that I'm working on at this age, like, holy shit. Like, dude, like by the time you're 30, if you just stay on the path you're on, you could have $10 million put away in something really safe that pays you like 10% a year. So you just get $1 million every year for doing fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And not that, I mean, you kind of do it just because you can. Like, it's just, It's just kind of what you do with money. It would be just kind of be dumb to do anything else with it. Now, you know, I mean, you don't have to wait until you have $10 million to do it, right? You just stash it as you go, right? Mm-hmm. And eventually that's kind of what happens. So, you know, I mean, it's just rather than, you know, having a savings account or whatever.
Crazy how things work. Like, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people. When you're doing sales, you see yourself and a lot of things that you do that you look into other people and you're like, why are they doing this? Why do they have those beliefs? Why are they not investing in themselves or other things? And you're like, it's crazy. And then you flip the mirror back to you and you're, oh, I got it.
Yeah, I mean, none of us are this, like, magical, like, exception, like, that we think we are, dude. Like, you know, I actually read a very interesting thing from the guy, Ty Lopez. Now, say what you will about him, but he's a smart guy. That's a smart dude. He is a smart guy. And this guy said, you know what he said, bro? He said, the world is basically divided into two groups of people. He said, people that think that they're more attractive than they actually are, and people that think they're less attractive than they actually are. That's a profound statement.
It is.
What do you think about that? It's kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean, yeah. That's so true. Yeah, that's literally like that's so true. He made a fucking whole business out of that. Oh my god, they're teaching people to think they're more attractive. I don't even know what the fuck it means, bro. I'm just saying it's an interesting statement. Like what Ty said, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I don't know, right? Like, fucking, you know, thought of the day. So, anyway, dog, what else, man? So, do you have, you know, some upcoming, you know, I think it'd be great for you to start a, you know, just a podcast of your own, dog, and, you know, have people, you know, in your industry, in your area on, and, you know, you do funnels, you do websites, you do ads, you do all things web design. And if you don't, you'll figure it out. I know you will. So where can the people find you, man?
Well, if you want to connect, send me a DM, Alejandro Martinez, okay? Alejandro, AlejandroMartinez.ga. That's my Instagram. Let's connect. Let's talk. You know, we're in a pod here.
Yeah.
Everyone. We all have the struggles. I was looking this the past day at this, I don't know, Instagram meme. Yeah. Path of the entrepreneur.
Yeah, it is. Always, bro. Almost. Look, he's a great guy. He does great work. He's committed to success. Get at him. I'll tag you on Instagram, dude. Online coaches, like, y'all are not internet marketing geniuses. You know what I'm like? You're just not. Like, I'm not either. I am not either. Like, I have a guy that does what he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody needs one. If you have a business that's, you know, doing 5, 10 at least a month, like, get you a guy.
get a guy, hit him up. So that's that, man. Thanks for coming on. It's awesome to hear from you. I love those screenshots, man. I love those wins, bro. Keep sending them. And we'll have to have you back on, dog.
Always happy to hear you, Phil. It's great to... Okay, I got to open a cold right now.
Hey, that's like, a good. All right, man. Go get him, Tiger. We'll talk next time, all right?
Hey, see you, Phil.
Bye.